This is Victrios.
So this morning I'm going to talk about what I called For His Goodness and Wonderful Works. Can somebody say For His Goodness and Wonderful Works? I'll read a few verses in Psalm 107. Even me, I'm trying to get used to this place because normally I'll look there when I want to read. I'm sure very soon, maybe next week, I'll be able to look down there and see scriptures. Psalm 107, and I'll read verse 1. Jump, read a few verses. I'll tell you the verses as soon as I get there. Let's start from verse 1. The Bible says, Psalm 107 and verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah," or "give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness," or the Hebrew version say, "is hesed," the love that you cannot even explain, the love that is like a dangerous love, the love that looks too good to be true, "for his loving kindness endures forever." I can't finish it, I can't exhaust it, I cannot use it up. The love is everlasting. The love is like bottomless pit. I can't finish it. "Let the redeemed of the Lord of Jehovah say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary." Has God helped anybody here this morning? Can somebody say, "I celebrate the God who has redeemed me"? Let's jump to verse 8. The Bible says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness," of another translation says, "for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men." And the Bible says in verse 9, it says, "for he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with his goodness." My prayer for somebody who needs satisfaction in one area of life, receive it in the name of Jesus. Let me stop there. The Bible says in that verse 8, it says, "All that men," and it says several times in this very chapter, "all that men will praise the Lord." Why is the psalmist concerned and saying this? Because he knows that the natural penchant of men is that we have a short memory. Men are short-memoried people, especially when it has to do with good things. We have long memory of evil things, but we have short memory of evil good things. The general overseer the other day was saying that, just imagine if somebody was crying, and then the person is sad and looking somber and all of that, and people ask him, why are you, what's going on? And the person says, "I miss my mom. Oh, that died." You say, "Oh." And she says, "I miss my mom that died 20 years ago." People will understand. You know that, right? When people see the person, they will understand that, wow, what a loss. That's true, you miss your mom, and they say, "Sorry, accept my condolences," and they sympathize, and it's scriptural, sympathize with those who mourn with those who are mourning. But if somebody comes and says, he's excited, he comes to church and say, "Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord, look at what the Lord has done, hallelujah," and they say, "Brother Moses, what did the Lord do?" And he said, "20 years ago, I gave my life to Christ." I say, "Are you okay? Get off it." Because they feel that is still, "Tell me what God did yesterday. Tell me what God is doing now." But can I tell you the truth? The foundation of what God will do next is what he has done before. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I'm interested in law. I'll just leave it at that. It may become that I'll go and do law. Not to practice. I just love it. And I don't mind being a lawyer. Amen. And I see that the Apostle Paul was a lawyer. So it's a thought. It's not yet something done. But I just started listening to some courses in law, litigation, and you know. And it's beautiful. I love it. I think, I'm like, this is like me. Because I like to think like that. I like to make a case. And you know. But I heard something. There's a principle in law. They call it the law of precedence. That means that the way
cases are judged is not only by the text, because in whichever area of law you're talking about, there is a text, there is a constitution, there are statutes, there are codes, there are things that govern the way laws operate in that place. But much more than the statutes, the codes, and the written text, the way the text has been recorded, has been judged in the past, is the way a lawyer or a judge is supposed to approach it in the present. That means if I were to look at a particular case, I'm not just going to look at the text, I'm going to look at what other judges have done about that case. So the law of precedent is a very big deal in law. And can I tell you the truth? In the kingdom of God too, the law of precedence is a very big deal. Because if you can see how God has shown up before, if you can see God that has shown up in time past, and that's why we testify, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Because if God has done it before, he can do it again. Can I hear somebody say amen? So the psalmist said here that I know that men have a short memory. I wish they can praise God for his goodness. That's how he started. He said that the foundation, the first thing you need to praise God for, celebrate God for, is not for his presence, but his person. Celebrate him for who he is. Because you see, goodness is not what God does. Goodness is who God is. When Moses was saying, God, show me yourself. You know what God told Moses? I will show you my goodness. When he wanted to see God, God said, I will show you. So goodness is an entity. Goodness is God. God is good. God is intricately good. If it is good, it is God. If it is not good, it's probably not God. Because God is a good God. Even when you think things are not good for you, if you find what God is doing behind the scene, it's still good. Can somebody say amen to that? So the psalmist said here, oh, that men will praise God for his goodness, for his person. So that means that this already makes everybody qualified to praise God. If something is going in your own way, praise God, because God is good. If something is not going the way you planned it to be going, God is still good. Because the goodness of God does not change with what is happening. It's not a condition, it's a personality. It's who God is. God is good when things are bad. God is good when things are getting better. God is good when things are very, very good. Because by definition, God is a good God. That's why the Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 and 19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie. Or God is not a man that changes. God is not a variable like a man. God is constant. So if he is good, he is constantly good, irrespective of what is happening. And you have to receive that. You have to accept that. So when we come before him, when we are celebrating him, we are not only looking for what he has done, we are looking for who he is, and we are celebrating him because of who he is. Can somebody say praise God? So the first thing to celebrate God for is his goodness. Look at the scripture, Psalm 71 and verse 15. Psalm 71 verse 15. So this morning as we praise God, I want you to celebrate him for his goodness. The Bible says, my mouth will show forth your righteousness and your salvation, for I know not the numbers thereof. Continue. Okay. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of thine only. I think this translation is a little tricky. If you do NIV, you know. But the psalmist is just simply saying here, I will declare the person of God. I will proclaim the mightiness of God. And our when we come in the place of celebrating God, that is what we should keep at the back of our mind. That this God is good. That this God is mighty. That this God is beyond what I've seen and I'm yet to see. And I declare, as you do that, you will see more and more of his goodness in the name of Jesus. The focusing on the goodness of God is a good thing, not only because you are celebrating him, but because the more you look at him and you celebrate him for his goodness, the more that rubs off on you. The Bible says again in Psalm 27 and verse 13, Psalm 27 and verse 13. The psalmist was saying here, he says, I will remain confident of this very fact, that I will see the goodness of the Lord. Or what he's saying is this, the more I look at the goodness of God, the more I celebrate the goodness of God, I will see that goodness translate into my life. And I speak concerning somebody listening to me this morning. The goodness of God will be your experience in the name of Jesus. So that's why the psalmist was saying, look, I wish that men will praise God for his goodness. In good times, praise God for his goodness. In bad times, praise God for his goodness. Settle this fact in you that God is good. Sometimes situations tell us that God is not good. Sometimes situations will almost suggest to you that if God is good, why did this happen? The reason why things happen does not make God good or not good. God is good before things happen. God is good while things are happening. God is good when things are not happening. It's just good. And I declare that you will experience that goodness in this coming month, in this very month, in the name of Jesus. So the psalmist did not stop there. He says, praise God for the person of God. Also praise God for the presence of God. What God does. It says, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. I like our brother that came here and he showed us many of God's wonderful works. Being able to use your hand is a wonderful work. Can somebody use their hands this morning? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mighty Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. It's a mighty work. Many things that we take for granted, because like I said earlier on, we are people of short memory. We take them for granted. I was listening to a man of God the other day, and he was saying some ways to appreciate some of the things God has done in your life is to assume you don't have it again. Yeah. Have you ever thought about not being able to use the eyes again? Then the value of the eyes will come upon you. What about your legs? Complaining, I don't like the food. But you can eat it. Do you know there are people that cannot eat it? Oh yeah. Some of us have even been there once in a while where we see the food, the one that we really like, but you can't. You don't even have appetite for it. And so if those things are still functional, you need to celebrate God. I wrote some things here that I believe are wonderful works. I said breathing is a wonderful work. Can somebody say amen to that? Oh, breathing is a wonderful work. What qualifies you to still be here and be marking present every day is because you can breathe. The fact that you can breathe is a wonderful work. And so when the psalmist is saying, oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, what you should praise the Lord for this morning when we start to dance is that I can breathe. It's a wonderful work. Another wonderful work is that I am connected to the living. There are two sets of living. There are people that are living physically. There are people that are living spiritually. So if you are connected to these two sets, you are physically alive and you are joined to the family of God, it's a wonderful work. You should celebrate God for that. So when we are dancing here this morning, celebrate that you know God. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. The truth is still this. Jesus is coming back again. The truth is still this. There is heaven. The truth is still this. There is hell. It's not every human being that will go to heaven. So if you are qualified for heaven, celebrate God for that. It's a wonderful work. What other wonderful work? Celebrate God for supply. Things that God has provided for you. Provided accommodation. Provided feeding. Provided family. Provided siblings. Whatever God has supplied for you, like John chapter 3 and 27 says, no man can receive anything except to be given. Even the things that you think are normal was given. You were given. No man, not even a man that doesn't know God can receive anything except if he's given. It's not smarter. It's not even geography. Because some people think it's because I'm in a country like America. Oh, yes, in the same country like America, when we went 25 below, you know, zero, people died. People died because they were outside. They found them dead. So it's not because, I'm geographically in America. Some of you know better that. The geography of America has not changed the conditions of some people. There are some people that are living worse than people that are not even living in third world countries. So geography is not the problem. Geography is not the solution. If you have anything today, it was given. And all that man will praise the Lord for that. Oh, that men will focus on that. Oh, that men will remember that. Oh, that men will not forget that. Wherever they find themselves now, they should remember that God has been good.
And the last thing I would like to say about the wonderful works of God is that what God did last is a wonderful work. He gave you that job promotion. It's a wonderful work. In fact, let me tell you a secret to your life, to life or to living a happy life. Focus on the last thing God did until you have another one that he's doing. Just focus on it, because the tendency to focus on the next thing he wants to do is very there. I'm not saying don't have ambitions, don't have projections, don't have dreams, don't have agendas that you want God to fulfill. No, you should have that. That's very good. But please don't let what you want God to do cloud your eyes from what God has done. What God has done. Celebrate him. Sometimes do a praise party by yourself just to celebrate God for what God has done. For example, Victory Land is the work of God. Can somebody say amen to that? Oh, this, we didn't buy this by money. You know that. We didn't get here by money. The pastor, the former owners of this place, the first time I met the man, he said, "We have been praying for your church, sir." And hear this, and some of you may now testify to why this is a big deal. He said, "We have been asking that God will give you favor." Some people know I've been saying that God, we are not going to buy the place by money, we are going to buy it by favor. And so what God did is that the seller, God is even telling them to pray for favor for the buyers. Is that not good, God? So if we find ourselves here, it's not because, oh, we know how to do church. Oh, maybe we spoke to some people. Some people feel, well, Pastor E knows the general overseer. They can't do this. It's not anybody we know. It's the God that we know that did this. Can somebody say hallelujah? So this morning we are going to practice, oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and his what? Wonderful works. This morning, I want you to bow down your heads. Some of us need to just repent and say, God, yes, I've been focusing on the bad things that happen. But what about the good things that happen? In spite of what the devil meant for evil, these are good things that you have done for me. So this morning, I repent. This morning, I repent. I repent. I repent. I will focus on the good things you're doing. And I know that I'll see better things in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is going to happen to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Before I round out the prayer, if there's anybody here who want to say, well, I don't even have a good relationship with God, I want to start off march on a good note.